This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you by my side. And I do mean by my side. Come on, if you're listening to me on your cell phone or your smartphone, you're right next to, I'm right next to you probably, right? Always a pleasure to have you by my side. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and do get involved in the conversation. You know, don't tell me how you feel like you, I go too fast or you can't keep up. Well, you know, keep up. I mean, I can't babysit you. Not that I am, but I can't babysit you, but keep up. Head over to the website, realside.com. Look at, you can watch live there, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up on the website, including buying my new book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Yeah. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible. That's what I said. Check it out. All right, all the things that you're thinking. I've had people write me and go, you know what? At least you're saying the stuff we're thinking. Maybe I'm the mini Donald Trump or something. I don't know. But I'm willing to say the things that you're thinking that you're afraid to say or you think are not proper. Look, as long as you're not hateful, there's never anything that's not proper to say. You know what I mean? As long as you're respectful about it. I mean, how many arguments have you won by walking up to somebody going, you're an idiot? That shirt you're wearing, you're an idiot. It doesn't work that way, people. And I've always said, I've been saying it since the day I started the show. Don't just spew the party lines. You spew party lines, you sound like a moron. Because anybody and everybody can do that. But know why you're spewing the party line. Why do you believe the party line? What is it about the party line that makes sense to you? It's the same thing. Look, I'm an outspoken Christian. I don't spew what the pastor says behind the pulpit because I don't know what he's saying is true or not. I check it out for myself. You know what I mean? I check it out for myself to make sure that it's true, that it makes sense. That it falls, you know, from a Christian point of view, that it falls in line with the Word of God. And it's not just the opinion of some guy behind the pulpit, making up his own stuff as he goes. And guys, I do very much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and in the chat room. Who heard Obama's Oblamo speech today? I think that's a better word for him, right? I mean, the man took credit. Nothing was his fault. Nothing that was negative was his fault. Everything positive in the world was because of him, was because of what he set up, because of his administration. Everything negative had everybody else on it. It was everybody else's fault. I mean, think about something. You know what's going on right now? So President-elect Donald Trump is doing a thank you tour on his own dime. Yes, right. Don't do that to me. We're spending money for the Secret Service. I got that. But he's spending his own money. He's spending his own money to fly around to thank the people of this country for what they did for him. The people that actually voted. The ones that the other side right now are trying to pull the vote from. So while he's doing his thank you tour, Mr. Oblamo is taking party shots on his way out. He's doing the Oh Woe Is Me tour. Or, see, I'm too old for this one. Would you call it the Eeyore tour? You know? He reminds me of the guy, all right, for you really old folks, in the Flintstones. Remember, was it Schleprock? Yeah, that's right. The guy that always ran around, you know, the sky was falling, always a gray cloud over his head. So Obama takes, you know, he took aim at, what, Assad, Putin, even at Trump. And I would like, what I'd like to know from some of you, I really am trying to figure this out. But see, the people on the left no longer have any guts. They used to call into the show. They used to send me emails. They actually used to come on. They don't come on anymore. And I don't know if it's because the questions are too easy, and they know it, and they know that people are going to go, well, that was an easy one. Why didn't you answer it? Here's the deal. First of all, there is no solid evidence that the Russians were involved in this at all. None. Or I should say that the Kremlin itself was involved. Now you're hearing people say it goes all the way to the top. There's no evidence, though. But let's say there is evidence. How about this? I'll give you this one for all you naysayers. Let's say that I believe 100% and I can prove to you that the Russians had had access to the DNC servers. And you can say that by having access to the DNC servers, they influenced the election. But how exactly did they influence the election? Is it by simply, did they change the voting numbers? That's what I want to know. Did they change the numbers from the time they were voted for at the precincts to the time they got back to the state house or wherever they go? Did they change one vote physically or electronically? The answer to that is no. Because Mr. Oblamo, the AG, Loretta Lynch, have all said they did not, they had no control exactly over the voting devices. However, what they're upset about, and again I said if the Russians got a hold of the DNC emails, and they put the emails out there, all the Russians are guilty of is giving the American people the truth, showing the American people the truth of what the Democrat Party actually feels about them, what they actually say about them behind closed doors. Let's not forget the Taco Bowl comment, right? Can you imagine a white guy like me talking about the Taco Bowl? Hey, we got to head down to downtown L.A., see if we get on all the Taco Bowl voters. What do you think they would do to me? But the DNC gets a pass. Xander Gibb joins me after the break, I hope. Xander's going to talk about him using the F word, being a gay man himself, and then being thrown into Facebook hell. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant Pond Water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, a big part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, always appreciate the time that you're with me. You're listening to the real side. Okay, sit down. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always
how that happened?
Have you with me? I appreciate the time that you're. I appreciate the time that you spend it with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, I really do appreciate it. I know you guys could be listening to about 3,000 other stations, but you've chosen this one. Hey, I've invited my friend Xander Gibb on the show. As he comes on every week with me. He has his own show as well. Xander, you know, again, thanks for being with me. I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air every week.
It is a pleasure, sir. How are you?
Very good.
And how is your beautiful wife?
All right, here we go. Right? Already? Right? Okay, hold on. Hey, she is wonderful, as usual. Without her, I couldn't make anything happen. But we've got, let me take a quick call. I don't know if you're going to be able to hear this, but I'll give it a shot anyhow. All right, well, I'll do my best. How does that sound? We've got Nancy from Ohio on the line with us. Nancy, thanks for calling the show.
Hi.
Hi. Are you there?
I'm just calling to say, did you see that exciting Obama speech today?
I was so excited about it. It took so much energy out of me because I was so excited that I about fell asleep at the table. That's how excited
yeah.
I was.
Hillary was fairly untreated with this election.
Yeah.
I said on Facebook, evidently he didn't watch CNN, MSNBC, or CBS. He must have been watching Fox all the time.
Well, listen, as far as Mr. What I lovingly refer to him as Mr. Oblamo goes, what bothers me is he takes responsibility for nothing negative. Apparently none of his decisions, nothing he does, turns out negative for anybody. Every decision he makes is a positive thing for this country and people around the world. What did you think of his comment that said, we've got more friends around the world than we've ever had before?
Oh, yeah, right.
We have more people working today than we've ever had before. I mean,
that's a bigger joke yet.
Yeah. Do you remember the e-ticket at Disneyland in Florida? It was, you know, I guess it got you into Fantasyland for free. He must have a permanent e-ticket, you know, taped to his hand or something.
That and all the golf courses all over the United States.
That's, yeah. Well, he can have himself some fun. Nancy, I got to move on. Thanks for calling me. I appreciate your time.
That's all right. Thank you for taking my call.
Yep. All right, Xander, yeah, here, that woman, that was Nancy from Ohio, and she felt that Mr. Obama is, and I agree with her, he's living in fantasy land, don't you think?
Yes, for sure. You know, he's living in Farmville. But I have to take issue with something that you said. I actually have to agree 200% with Barack Obama. We do have more friends all over the world, and every one of them is Muslim. Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah.
Am I banned for
Listen, I am going to be beating on him most of the night. And actually, not just him. My whole night's going to be about how the Democratic Party still has its head in a very dark place. And
yeah.
they still won't fess up to why they actually lost the election. I love that, you know, they're talking today, some ranked Democrat, they're all ranked anyhow. Some of the high-ranking Democrats were talking about impeaching they're already getting ready to impeach Mr. Trump. And the reasoning behind it is he's got too many successful businesses that he's tied to. And a president shouldn't have that kind of money. And my first thought was this. First of all, oh, yeah, okay, let's start off impeaching the guy before he even gets in. If we had done that to Hillary, they would have crucified us. That's number one. Number two is I think the American people who voted for Mr. Trump knew he was rich. Did he hide the fact that he was rich? They knew he was rich, right?
But I think it's so un-American. How dare he be successful? You know, it's just not how Americans do it.
No. I mean, did Mr. Before we get into your debacle on Facebook, did Mr. Obama today sound defeated, deflated, whatever word you want to use? I mean, didn't he sound like this was an Eeyore moment?
Yeah, I particularly liked his President Reagan reference when he said that President Reagan would be turning in his grave, and I had to agree. You know, President Reagan would be turning in his grave to know that the White House was handed over to a commie Muslim who has turned the country upside down, and thank God he's only got 20 days left. I mean, you know.
He has shown in this last year, Mr. Obama has shown his disdain and his hate for the American way of life like I've never seen anybody before. I mean, Seriously, I mean, I'm not comparing him to a Muslim terrorist. I'm not going to do that because that's just wrong to do it that way. But I haven't seen the hate for this country. I haven't seen such hate for this country except in those people, except in extreme people who just hate us. As far as Mr. Obama goes, I'm sitting here and listening to him speak. You know, he made fun of Donald when he talked about bringing jobs, you know, keeping jobs here from Kerry. He said, what's he going to do, just wave a magic wand? Does he think that's how it works? Well, apparently Donald found a magic wand somewhere. And
yeah.
I heard nothing from Mr. Obama going, well, you know, I got to give the guy credit. I didn't think you could do that. Instead, what do? They tell him what he did was wrong because he called the carrier execs direct. So I guess it's more proper to lose the jobs as long as you follow protocol, right?
Well, they bitched and moaned about how many jobs it was, whether it was 800 or 1,000. Even one American job saved is a good thing, surely.
and again, somebody told me I can't get this granular, but I'm going to. There's a lot of support that goes around having, 10, 20, 50, 100, 200 jobs, 1,000 jobs in a community. That's a big deal to a community. People, they just don't want to admit to it. It does make a major league difference.
Right.
So, anyhow, but again, I believe he's on an oh woe is me tour. Let me tell you what I've done. Let me prove to you what I've done. When he said today, did you listen to the speech at all even when you got home?
No, because he bores me to tears.
Well, he does me too.
Good one speeches as you've heard them all.
Right, you know.
I heard tidbits from what people were saying.
Right, but I'm taking one for the team. You know, I had to listen to him to take one for the team. But he said a couple of things that he said. One was, we have more friends around the world today than when he took office. And I'm thinking to myself, is he using new math? He must be using Common Core math, because I don't know how he comes up with that. But you don't have
Farmville.
Farmville. There you go. All right. On the other side of the break. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks for being with me. Don't go far. We got a lot coming up after the break. Xander Gibb went to Facebook jail for something he had every right to say. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
You know that song, Free Ride by Edgar Winter? Oh, you're not the one.
Oh, I didn't realize you were asking me. The mountain is high, the valley is low. Edgar Hoover.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Hey, listen, so they're banning, like, the nativity scene all over the place on, you know, public grounds and cities and in schools and all that stuff, you know. So you guys... You people out there that have children, right? Please, I hope you're involved in their education. Don't leave the show if you're not involved in your kids' education. So, anyway, what I want you to do is I want you to make sure that you make a big stink out of the fact that it's Christmas. It's not whatever. It's Christmas, okay? We wouldn't have the holiday season. The season would have never been started, especially in this country, if it wasn't for Christ. So get over yourself. It's okay to have a nativity scene. So I've got one on the front. You'll see it during the commercials. I got one on the front of the desk, right? So if you're in need to see a nativity scene, it's up there, really, seriously. And I'm good with that. If you're not good with that, maybe you need to go somewhere else. I don't know what to tell you. Anyway, Xander Gibb joins me like he does every week, and we talk about the issues of the day, what's going on, and how he's been banned from Facebook. Anyway, Xander, thanks for being with me today. I appreciate the time you're spending with me.
Comrade. I mean, it's a pleasure. Sorry.
Yeah.
My voice was hacked by Russian hackers.
There you go. Yeah, well, you know what? I'm telling people to say, come on, it's really funny because, you know, you've got now Facebook is going to use Snopes, which has been caught lying so many times in the past, as one of its places that it checks to make sure that what we're talking about is real, that it's real news. And they're also going to use ABC and NBC. And I'm thinking to myself, really? Why don't we call this, you know, the Oz Network? How's that, right? I mean, what do you think?
Well, I have to say this, and I hope this is not going to get you into trouble, but I do think that getting Snopes involved like that is getting a pedophile to babysit your kid.
Yes.
I mean,
you're right.
It just doesn't work.
So you got in trouble. First of all, let's tell people you have a radio show as well. And
I do.
You do. And tell them, you know, where it is or how they can find it.
It's called XVAD, and it's weeknights, 5 Pacific, 7 Central, 8 Eastern. And you can catch me on Facebook. That's probably the easiest way to find me.
Okay.
But I am very outspoken, which is part of my job as a commentator. And recently I was a little bit perturbed that Susan Olsen, who I don't know or I'm not a fan of or whatever, who's an actress from the Brady Bunch who played the youngest child, I've never watched it, so I don't know what
You never watched that show?
No.
Really?
I spent my formative years in England. We never got the Brady Bunch.
You probably wouldn't get them now if you saw them anyhow, but okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Anyway, so in essence, you know, this is the story of an older lady who used to be an actress that played in the Brady Bunch, and she was involved in talk radio. She'd had a back and forth with some openly gay actor who had been very rude to her, and I'm guessing he didn't, you know, say how wonderful her acting was and asked her to go for tea and crumpets, but apparently he was very rude to her. And she let the sluice gates open, and one of the things that she had said in her response was that she called him the gay F word. And I'm going to say it because it's essential. That word is faggot. And some people, some gay people use that, like black people use the N word to take it back. So I made some comments on her page in her defense, because I'm sick of gay people since gay marriage turning around and having the audacity to think that they're a protected class, you know, just because gay marriage went through. He was rude to her. She was rude back. Basically, she got called a homophobe for calling him a faggot. So I discussed the word faggot and its use, and I was banned from Facebook for 24 hours. So I'm an openly gay man. I used the word faggot, which is a vernacular for a gay person, and a gay person can't use the word faggot on Facebook without getting banned, essentially.
But you weren't using it where you were calling somebody.
No, not in anybody.
In a derogatory term, right?
No.
Yeah. And, you know, I wish I had this when you started because it would have set up the whole thing.
Here's a story of a lovely lady who was bringing back three very lovely
I don't know if
girls.
You could do this.
All of them.
You know, I'd ask somebody out there to do me a favor. With all this gender-neutral, gender-flow, cisgen-neutral stuff, I'd like somebody to rewrite this theme with today's words. What do you think? Right? Can you Here's a story of a lovely human who was bringing up three little humans of her own. Right? No, you couldn't say her.
No.
I don't know how you do that. Anyway. But anyway, so you weren't using it. No, that went nowhere. Fell flat. That's why I don't do comedy.
Tumbleweed, Tammy.
So, but I want to be clear about this because there's a big difference between, you know, you using the gay F word, okay? Because I won't even use it because I know somebody will beat me up over it and the station will probably get fined and I'll get all kinds of trouble. But you're a gay man using the word to show, as a descriptor, not as a negative thing towards somebody. Where I hear the N-word thrown around all the time by black people tearing apart other black people, and that seems to be okay. I mean, how much crack do you have to smoke for that to make sense?
Yeah, black people can take back the N-word, but gay people can't take back the F-word, and that's a concern for me. I'm actually sick of being censored on Facebook. The concern for me is that they're anti-conservative, and I don't think it's because they're leftists. I think it's about the money, and so I think we need to take the money. You know, the day after I was back in, they were asking me if I wanted to advertise with them. No freaking way. I mean, there was an F-word I wanted to say to them, but I
didn't. Thank you. Don't. No, but, you know, again, let's get back, though, to the hypocrisy that's going on with Facebook right now and some of the issues it's causing with conservatives. I'm part of a larger group. If you go to my website, therealside.com, you'll see I'm part of Liberty Alliance, and it has a lot of big names like Alan West and Rick Green, Dr. Gina Loudon. They're all under the umbrella of Liberty Alliance. Well, we started noticing, you know, we talked to each other, and we noticed that they throttle back our Facebook pages. They throttle back traffic out to us. You know, out of Facebook to our websites and such, but you don't see the same thing happening to the left. So when you say it may not be a leftist thing, I don't know if I agree with you. I think Zuckerberg has an agenda. He likes things a certain way. Look, he's got a billion users, right? So if 100, so if 100 million of us drop off, how much does he really lose?
Not a lot, but let's not forget what happened with MySpace. You know?
Yeah.
They got very cocky. They thought they were too big to fail. And now nobody wants to be on MySpace. I mean, I have to say this, and not just because of what they've done to me now, because they've banned me before for silly things like they send you a list of people to add as a friend. If three of those people that you send friend requests to say they don't know you, they ban you because they're saying you're overusing the friend tool. So they've got it really is like, you know, it's a Nazi.
Well, I'll tell you what makes me crazy with them too is what they do to me on a regular basis is they'll pull a video. Okay, so now you've got the video, it's got the numbers. They know that we use numbers, especially in our business. We use numbers to be able to sell sponsors and that kind of stuff. So you get the numbers up on these videos, and then what ends up happening is they pull it. They say, I love their term, it's a TOC violation. Well, the TOC is 610 pages long, all right? Nobody reads that TOC. And they don't tell you where it is, and they don't tell you what it is. And then when you file a complaint and they put it back up, it starts off at zero. Zero views, zero, the whole thing. And you're saying, really, that's a really cute game, how that works.
But let me ask you a question as a parent, Joe. If you have to discipline your kids, what's the first thing you do after you discipline them? You tell them why, so that they don't do it again. But Facebook don't even tell you specifically what you've done wrong, because you have to guess for yourself. And I really hope people were going to start voting with their feet and moving elsewhere. See, the trouble is there's nothing else like it. We need to find a conservative billionaire who really wants to make a difference, and we need to set up a conservative version of Facebook, something similar, so that we can take it back and we can get all the conservatives on there and get them off Facebook and stop this, fascist censorship that's going on.
You just hit a hot button of mine, and I know I'm going to get some conservatives going to hang up on me here, but here's the deal. Conservatives, and I won't say all, but a lot of conservatives are lazy, okay? And when I say lazy, here's what I mean by this. You know, you said we have to get conservatives up and going. How many times, there's that sound. We got to go for commercial. We come back. I'm going to tell you why I think conservatives can be very lazy, maybe even more lazy than the left. We'll be right back. Xander Gibb joins me. Don't go far, really. I got a lot I want to talk about.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. Hopefully you are too. If you hear those drums, you know that's the natives are restless. Hey, look at we are causing, whether you like it or not, Donald Trump is causing a movement across the planet. All right? Yeah, there was a German cabinet member today, or yesterday I think it was, who refused to wear a hijab when she was meeting with the Muslim community. And she said, "You know what? I'm not doing this. This is Germany. All right? We have German culture. This is Germany, and people have freedoms here. And I'm not putting one on because you're offended by it." And she even came out and said, "Donald Trump's victory has proved the political correctness is dying and dying fast." And you know what? For me, it can't die fast enough. Right, Xander?
For sure. Yeah. For sure.
Xander Gibb joins me, host of the X-Rad show. And Xander, tell people where they can find you, find your writing, find your show.
You can find me at XanderGibb.com or Facebook, my name, Not the Hand.
Yeah. So
So Xander Gibb is, and I just, because I know there's some people who are tuning into the show for the first time. Xander Gibb is an openly gay talk show host. And Xander Gibb has been called homophobic millions of times on my site.
Yeah. But that's a misnomer, isn't it? That's like saying you're anti-Italian, Joe, you know?
Yeah, well, because I use words like, you know, I've had people write me emails when I use words like, you know, Dago and Greaseball and WAP. And I use those terms. You know, those are the terms, some of the terms I grew up with. And they were nasty. Oh, you know what I want to play for you? I recorded this last night. And I almost hate to play this because people are going to, it's like me coming out of the, it's like me coming out of the Star Trek closet. You know what I'm saying? I mean, so at night, when I'm doing some cleanup on the show and some other things, I love to play, watch the old Star Trek, right? Especially now. Because you notice that they have no touch screens or anything. Everything, you know, that was supposed to be like the year 3000, and everything was still those little knobs and tubes and stuff. So I always got a kick out of it.
Yeah.
Right? But there was a scene last night that was kind of really interesting where they must have been running short on budget money. Abe Lincoln shows up. Right, you know, reincarnated or whatever, and he meets up, you know, Uhura, and I want you to hear what he says, and I want you to hear the response. I got the biggest hiccups. I had to record it because I said, "Oh my God, they couldn't have been liberals." Listen.
Excuse me, Captain Kirk.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Scott.
The charming negress. Oh, forgive me, my dear. I know that in my time, some use that term as a description of property.
But why should I object to that term, sir? See, in our century, we've learned not to fear words.
Can I go to that century? Where is that century? Quick, Scotty,
wow.
Beam me over. All right, so wait a minute. There's more to this. Hold on. You got to hear this.
May I present our communications officer, Lieutenant Uhura?
The foolishness of my century had me apologizing where no offense was given.
We've each learned to be delighted with what we are.
That's right. I am happy with what I am. The ignorant little guinea wop that I am. I'm very happy about that. I have a good time in my little world. And I don't begrudge you your lifestyle or anything.
No, exactly. And I'm a happy fat little faggot. You know, it's so good.
God, we're going to get so
fine. I can say about myself. It's not offensive if I say about myself. Oh, gosh, see? We do need to go to that time where words are
but interesting, even back then, they were thinking into the future, right? And thinking about how words can't be hurtful unless you let them hurt you. You know, my Uncle Eddie used to say, and I wrote about this in my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. I wrote about it in my book. My Uncle Eddie once said to me, you know, to tell him about somebody calling me a Dago or a WAP or what have you. And he said, look, they're ignorant people. They're stupid people, Joe. You can't let them get you crazy. And he was right. You know, maybe at the time my blood was boiling. But, you know, you think about it as you get older. You go, look, those are stupid people. Don't know any better. How do you get mad at truly stupid people?
I don't think you do. You know, when I was a kid and I was in school, I was picked on for being, you know, black, gay, Jewish, whatever. And a friend of mine said, I mean, in a way, I'm glad that they did because this helped me to develop my comedy timing. He said, when they call you Fat Xander, say, biggest beautiful baby. And then they thought that was funny, you know. They'd be like, Xander is fat. Biggest beautiful baby. And it changed it. You know, they didn't say it so much.
But you take their ammunition away. When you don't rise to, because of what they're saying and what they're doing, I get called all kinds of names and I get the biggest kick out of it because I go, yeah, okay, whatever. Right? And when they don't get a rise out of you, when they can't get under your skin, they honestly and truly give up. Because they don't get that satisfaction that they're looking for. And it's the same stuff that they say that we do to them. But, you know, here's the reality, guys. For those of you listening, don't feed into this stuff. Stay away from it, seriously. Right?
Yes, definitely. Because my grandmother used to say, sticks and stones will break your bones, but names will never hurt you. And it's so true. I mean, they do, but only if you let them.
You'd never know that by how many safe spaces, trigger warnings, and all the other stuff that are on college campuses today.
Yeah.
Right? You would think at this point it's just the opposite. You know, Xander, we did a piece on the show the other night. We talked about a school. There was a school district that was forced to take down the Charlie Brown Christmas poster at a Texas school. Remember that story, Tammy? Yeah, right. So that was it, and that was a big deal. Everybody was screaming about it and what have you. And It's already, the Supreme Court has already said that when it comes to the Christmas type of things, it's cultural. It's not considered religious in this light, okay? So here's Charlie Brown, that famous Linus where he does the one scripture out of Luke. And so the administrative, and I think it's crazy. These administrations are crazy with this stuff. Well, it did. It went in front of a judge. And the judge basically said, hey, get over yourselves, okay? The Charlie Brown Christmas poster goes back up, period. End of discussion. So God bless this judge. I don't care if this judge is a flaming atheist. I really just don't care. All right?
But he's not a flaming faggot, I don't care.
Well, there we go again. Okay. So he made them.
If you get into trouble, Joe, just say we were playing a drinking game.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. With a gay guy. So it worked out well. Okay. So
exactly.
Anyhow, yeah. Now, you made me lose my whole train of thought because my mind went totally bad. So anyway, but they made him put it back up. And here's what I love about this, too. This suit was brought by the the Freedom From Religion Foundation. I call them, I think they should change their name to the Freedom From Religion Freaks. Because every time they see God, or the word God, or see a cross, or see anything that even resembles religion, they go into epileptic fits, these people. When they drive down an old road in the South, with all those telephone poles that look like crosses, they must be, like, incapacitated. They probably can't even think.
I love the
fact that they've wasted all this money on these lawsuits that have already been won across the country, already been won at the Supreme Court. God bless America. Yeah, you heard me, buddies. God bless America. Please keep wasting your money.
That.
I just did twice, mind you.
But you'll be saying Merry Christmas now. Gosh.
No, Tammy came up with a great idea next year for the button giveaway. Okay, or the buttons that we're selling. And instead, it's going to say, "Okay, Merry Christmas offends you. How about Happy Birthday, Jesus?" What do you think of that?
Yeah.
You didn't sound as excited as I was. I was very excited.
Jesus is the reason for this season.
Yeah, that's a cliche. I just want, can't say Merry Christmas? Okay. Happy Birthday, Jesus. Get over yourself, right? So anyhow, as usual, I always appreciate when you're on with me. And I listened to you. I listened to your show tonight. I listened to the last few minutes of it. I won't tell you where I was when I listened to it, but that's beside the point. But you have people that have come on your show tonight, and they were very passionate about what Obama had to say today. One fella, I don't remember which one it was, but he really feels like Obama's trying to start a fight, maybe even some kind of a war, with Russia. I didn't hear, he didn't give you much time to talk, so I'll give you some time to talk here.
Anything is possible with Obama. I just kind of want him gone. You know, he is a warmonger, and I'm surprised he's not started a war in these last 8 years. But it's interesting that he has the audacity to criticize Russia for what they've supposedly done for interfering in an election, but wants us to forget about the fact that he tried to interfere in Israel's election to change the outcome. So isn't that hypocritical?
Yeah, you know what I love is when they nail him with these questions, when they're asking him this stuff, what I really love is when he's looking at them over the podium, almost in a condescending, smiling way, right? You know, it's like your 17-year-old teenager looking at you and you've caught him doing something wrong, but you really haven't caught everything,
yeah.
And he's kind of looking at you going, if you only really knew what I did last night, right? Those looks, I just want to reach out and grab him, box his ears, you know what I'm saying? But
absolutely. And you haven't even wished me happy birthday, Joe.
It's your birthday? Oh, yeah.
It's the show's birthday.
The
400th episode of the show tonight.
You don't look a day over 390.
Show.
Yeah. The show is 400. I'm sorry, Sander.
Yeah, please, I'm not 400, because that would make you 560.
Congratulations.
You asked for that one.
Yeah, but, you know, 400 shows, people don't realize, that's a big deal. I mean, we're behind this mic every day. The equipment freezes up and stops and does all kinds of stupid stuff. And that's where I got my gray hair, anyway. But, hey, listen, tell people where they can get in touch with you, quickly.
ZanderGibbs.com, or you can catch me on Facebook when I'm not banned.
That's the only thing I hate about you, is everything you have is in one place. I am like...
It is.
I'm like horse manure on a ranch. You got to go all over the place to find my stuff.
The music.
Anyway.
Everything.
Yeah, all in one place. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Listen, for you Facebook people, I got to restart at the top of the hour. Come on back. I got a lot I want to talk about. I want to talk about you lazy conservatives. You might be one of them, but you're not going to know unless you come back and tune in. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see The Real Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Don't go far. Got a lot more coming up.